News Talk ZB, it is now 27 to 7. Brookbone is with Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner, New Zealand, for 2013. Now, you can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management. They offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. If you want some more information or a copy of the investment statements, you can go to MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz, that is one word, MilfordKiwiSaver.co.nz, or call Milford direct on 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. And Brookbone is with me. Hi, Brooke, good to talk to you.
Hi, Larry.
Brooke, how has the New Zealand technology sector performed in 2014? What are you seeing?
Well, Larry, it's been an incredibly strong start to 2014 with all of the main tech companies rising, some by just a few cents per share, and others like Xero up 20%, SLI was up 44%, Wynyard being the standout there, up over 100% in the month of January.
And why has there been such a strong start to the year?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Firstly, the recovering global environment or economy has encouraged investors into riskier asset classes. However, we have seen that belief shaken in recent days, hence the sharp drop in the tech sector over the last 3 days. And the second point really around this, Larry, is that the tech sector itself is in really high growth mode, and there's been a number of announcements from the various companies over the last couple of months, which have meant that investors are growing in confidence around those companies delivering on their expectations, and therefore they've been looking to build their positions. And we've also seen an increase in offshore interest in the sector.
Mm-hmm. And what about standout performers?
I think the standout performer has to be Wynyard this year. It's been the best performing tech stock, up over 100%. And what we've seen here is that there's been a significant increase in confidence in the company following an announcement that it would meet its FY13 revenue guidance. It's also announced some new distribution agreements, and it's indicated that its FY14 revenue numbers will be revised over the next few months by its board.
Now, Brooke, will the current technology companies prove to be successful investments from here? What do you think?
Well, I think it's really unlikely that all of them will be successful investments from here. I mean, investors need to be really aware that there's a reasonably high level of success is already assumed for the majority of these tech companies at present. So if a company is only moderately successful, it could result in a poorly performing share price.
So what are the implications of the current interest in the NZ tech sector then for Milford Asset Management?
Well, it's becoming an increasingly important sector for the NZX. We continue to monitor the performance of all of the companies and expectations of those technology companies. We adjust our positions accordingly. Now, fast-growth technology companies are an important source of employment growth and future export earnings for New Zealand. And as such, Milford is actually actively out there looking to invest in the sector outside of the listed markets to accelerate that growth.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Brooke. Good to talk to you.
Great, thank you.
That is a Brookbone Milford Asset Management. You can go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345. It is 23 to 7. And Jonathan Underhill from Business Desk is next.